Audio Beam. I Sir Marie aka Bland question, and it's Monday the 23rd of February 2013. I'm 15. Whoa, I'm going backwards. I wanted to talk about kind of positive and negative language, if you will. The reason I want to talk about it, it's been on my mind a bit anyway, but kind of how we take on board other people's positive or negative statements or comments or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I think a lot of, you know, it's all that whole, like, it's not how you act a lot of the time, it's sometimes how you react. And this started because, well, it started, like I said before, but I kind of wanted to talk about it. So I was watching a video on Facebook yesterday by a actor and R&B singer called Tyrese Gibson. And he is probably a very self-proclaimed motivational speaker. And whether the kind of the comments were the more interesting. The video is about 30 minutes long and he kind of did repeat himself quite a bit. I'm all for motivational speeches and, you know, getting people positive and about self-help and such. A lot of it was a little bit of waffle. So, but his message was pretty sound. So he basically kept saying, power is power. And, you know, you have the ability to make those choices and to not kind of feel that you have to do something because other people expect that of you. And, you know, he was saying it's okay if somebody wants to go, if you want to go on a date with somebody, like for a female, and be able to kind of go out for dinner and stuff and not kind of feel pressured into, you know, having a sexual relationship with a guy. Because you've got that power to make that choice. And I get that. I also get where other people are coming from. And sometimes will say, oh, well, you know, some men don't like taking no for an answer. And that also works for women. But the other party may not take no for an answer. But I think the point is, for me, from that speech, just as a tangent, is that you've always got that choice. And it's how the other person acts that, you know, kind of is a decider. But, you know, if you kind of say, as long as you're on the same page and you make that communication clear from the start, then, you know, that's your choice. You make those choices. But don't be afraid to kind of live your life in fear of obligations to other people. So what really interested me was the comments that was being put up. So some people going, oh yeah, it's amazing, and you know, you keep preaching it and all this. And then other people were like, oh man, you're just high and you're kind of talking crap and da 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 da. And it kind of got me thinking that I think in everyday life, you're going to come across probably three categories of people. So you have those really kind of positive and optimistic bunch, then you have the really negative and pessimistic bunch, then you kind of have the people in between who can kind of bounce from one situation to another, and can also see both sides of it. Now I'm generalising a little bit, but I think it's quite crucial to also think that it's how you react to other people. So you're not, you know, like the people that are more negative than positive are going to be the people who are going to be like, oh yeah man, you're just joking, you're just like off your nut and you don't know what you're talking about and you know it's a load of crap, da da da. And then you got the positive people going, oh yeah, that totally makes sense to me, like, you know, that makes, like, I can align with that absolutely, etc, etc. And then you got the pagan people in the between and go, yeah, you got some good points, but you know kind of did talk a lot about the same stuff and repeated yourself and kind of analyze it a little bit more realistically. But I thought, how sad is it though that I mean, I have been in both, I've probably been in all three kind of camps at some point or another. And I tried to be more positive than negative. Obviously, not every day is going to be a positive one. It always starts off with a positive intention, but some days you just, you know, excuse me, life gets in the way. That is often how you react with certain things. So, you know, you're late because the transport, you know, didn't turn up on time. You can get upset about that, and you can get stressed about it, or you can just kind of deal with it and kind of take it in your stride and think, oh, well, obviously it wasn't meant to be on time today, or kind of make a solution in your own head, I'll set off earlier tomorrow morning, or, you know, all these kinds of things. And it's how you react to a situation that can make it a positive or negative experience sometimes. You know, you can make the best out of a situation. And I used to think, oh my God, people are talking crap. But it's actually true. You know, it is about, you know, you can sit and wallow in self-pity, or you can get up and go and do something about, you know, whatever's kind of bothering you. And I just thought it was quite, you know, really interesting to see all these different comments and kind of where I mean, I have done psychology, so I do sometimes psychoanalyze things like this, but to kind of sit there and think, yeah, I totally know which camp you're in already, and it's pretty obvious. But what kind of strikes me sometimes is that there's this kind of polarized position. So positive, you know, kind of conversations will get like smacked down by negative people, and at the same time, like negative kind of conversations, positive people just kind of positively roll over that and don't always recognize, you know, where that person's coming from. For me, I find it a lot harder now to listen to negative conversations and negative comments than I ever did before. And I think it's probably harder that way around. Because you're trying to be positive and all this negative energy is kind of coming at you. 2 minutes and 26 points. And yeah, it's all about language. You know, it's a really interesting and subject, and it's, you know, it can affect so many situations in our daily lives, you know. And it can make or break you, like health-wise, like mentally and stuff. Sometimes you do have to just pick yourself up and dust yourself off and face another day. And that's hard when you've had big things happen to you, and I totally appreciate that. But like I said, the little things that happen to us, like being late or forgetting the milk, or, you know, it's just, sometimes things are meant to be the way they're meant to be. We see that in huge tragedies where somebody said, I should have been there and I wasn't. And I think, you know, they could have been stressing out because their train was late, but they obviously wasn't meant to be there. And that's taking it to an extreme, but it kind of drives the point home a little bit. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so have a wonderful evening and speak to you soon.